It's 2 minutes to seven on Breakfast, and Elise Morgan joins us now with finance news. Hello, Elise.
Good morning, Fran. Wall Street edged up in volatile trade, helped along by some better-than-expected economic data, but gains were limited by worries over Europe as usual. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.25%, or 32 points, to 12,534. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both added 0.33%. Investors were cheered after a closely watched private survey on home prices rose in April for the third month in a row. And in company news, News Corporation has confirmed it's considering a restructure to separate its business into two distinct publicly traded companies. Shares shot up in the US 6.3%. While News Corp gave no more details, reports say it's considering splitting its broadcasting and publishing businesses from each other. Across the Atlantic, European authorities unveiled their vision for the future, which gives them much greater powers. It includes the creation of a European Treasury, which would have powers over national budgets, but it's a 10-year plan with nothing immediate to help the crisis. And the Bank of England Governor Mervyn King is giving up hope, telling a parliamentary hearing in the UK he's pessimistic about Europe, particularly because over the past 2 years nothing has been done to solve the worsening crisis. The FTSE 100 ended flat while the Eurostoxx 50 lost 0.4%. Local shares are set for modest gains at the beginning of trade. The ASX SPY 200 is 0.25% higher at 3,990. The Australian dollar's unchanged from this time yesterday, still at parity with the greenback. On the cross rates, it's worth 64 British pence, 81 euro cents and 80 Japanese yen. West Texas crude's at $79 a barrel and spot gold's down slightly at $1,573 an ounce, Fran.
Thanks very much, Elise.